Excellent question.
You're a good person and a quick study. I love it. And I'll tell you why. What is wrong, and what this nifty no-fucks-given guide shall address, is how society burdens us with conventions, expectations, and arbitrary norms. And as a result, many of us struggle mightily against the sneaky, suffocating pressure to conform, and then spend so much time feeling bad about ourselves that we become convinced there is something wrong with us, and we flock to bookstores and seminars and gyms and weight loss cults and etiquette experts and plastic surgeons, looking for the solutions to problems we don't even have. You know what I'm talking about, and it's total bullshit, right? Well, that, my special snowflake, is exactly why I called this meeting. Because even though there's nothing wrong with who you are, we live in a culture that right now, at this very moment, might be causing you to think otherwise. When I was growing up, I was made fun of for being too nerdy, laughing too loudly, and belting out, "Hey Buster, move," during a junior high dance DJ's spin of the Young MC classic, Bust a Move. For what it's worth, I had an uncle named Buster, so this did not seem weird to me. But neither did that social faux pas endear me to my peers. Kids can be such assholes. Anyway, it seemed like I could never do anything right to fit in. The herd was traveling in one direction, and I was fighting my way upstream like a buffalo with a salmon complex. To be fair, I suppose the fact that I would write that sentence proves that I have an odd way of looking at the world. But why did other kids care so damn much? And why, as adults, should anyone keep caring whether anyone else acts a little weird, takes a few risks, or makes some unconventional life choices? Like, say, deciding not to have any asshole kids of our own? The answer is, they shouldn't. But people who care about that shit aren't listening to this book right now. So I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. I can't change them. And pinky swear, I'm not trying to change you either. What I can do is help change the way you deal with them and the way you feel about you. If you're into that kind of thing, no pressure. I've been doing it for a while, and it's worked out pretty well for me. In fact, You Do You is probably my most personal book in terms of tales of challenges overcome. Though I think it's also the most universal. After all, who doesn't want to just be themselves and get through the goddamn day in whatever way works for them? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Exactly. You needn't have been mocked at a sixth grade dance to understand the sting of judgment or feel the pressure to conform. That can happen at any age and under many circumstances. Like when you move to a new city, start a new job, or marry into a new clan. Maybe you're a born contrarian. Maybe you're a savant. Maybe you mixed plaids with stripes one day and decided you liked it. Lord have mercy. Whatever the case, if you came to this book feeling different, misunderstood, frustrated, or constrained by your parents, siblings, neighbors, roommates, bosses, coworkers, Tinder matches, significant others, or society at large, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you're in the right place. And this might sound like a tall order, but in addition to helping you accept who you are, I'm going to help you find confidence in your beliefs, your attitude, your looks, your goals, and your all-around swagger. Because all of the qualities, yes, even the flaws, that make you, you, also make you interesting, capable, and powerful in your own way. You just need to own them. What you doing you looks like. The advice in this book boils down to one simple mantra: stand up for who you are and what you want. How do you do that? Stop letting other people tell you what to do, how to do it, or why it can't be done. Yes, this is an ironic sentiment from someone who makes her living telling other people what to do, but I didn't become a best-selling anti-guru by following the rules now, did I? Each part of You Do You builds the argument for living life on your own terms. It covers the tyranny of just because, lowest common denominator living and why you deserve better, WNDs, what you want, need, and deserve, the social contract, what it's for and where it